I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. A lot of things to talk about, but the principal thing is the testimony yesterday. There's no way around that. Cassidy Hutchinson. Andy McCarthy will be here. Now, I happened to be watching Andy at the tail end of my show yesterday. He was on at the top with Martha McCollum, and based upon the captioning that I could see, he did bring up, well, Martha, I think this is damaging, all things being equal, meaning, if there is any rebuttal, any cross-examination, any other witnesses that can counterbalance this, well, I happen to think they are. When I saw this NBC last night break, Peter Alexander, no friend of the Trump administration, he and other reporters jump in. In fact, we're going to play you one who said sources with the Secret Service say they're making the Secret Service agents that were a part of this testimony available. They want to testify, and they're going to testify. They didn't say any of this stuff. Principally the stuff about Trump reaching over, trying to grab the wheel, and trying to grab at one of the leaders of the Secret Service that were part of his detail. Now, they haven't testified to on Twitter, the silliness of this people. Well, she testified under oath. They haven't testified under oath. Well, they did testify under oath, and they weren't asked about this. And now they're being pleading to publicly testify to this. And something that's a minor matter, except when you're dealing with perjury, it's not a minor matter. One of the lawyers in the White House says he's the one that wrote that sample letter for Trump to put out, asking for the rioters or telling the rioters to cease and desist. She didn't write it. That's what the contention is. You know, and that's a simple thing. You really undercut yourself with this. So, did she lie? Well, we don't know that yet. You know, people screaming perjury don't realize that perjury is a legal term. It's not just whatever you want to make it, but this committee undercut itself again. And what they're trying to do is not criminally convict President Trump. They're trying to so damage him that he won't be able to run in 2024. I'm convinced he's going to run in 2024, whatever happens here, that it's on, and we're going to see that. So here is ABC News, their chief national correspondent, Dan. This will be cut 10. It wasn't just NBC, it was also ABC saying, directly talking to sources with the Secret Service, probably the head of the Secret Service, related people, they want to push back on this. So the question before I play it is, well, why are they not bringing these witnesses forward today? Isn't that the thing? Well, you know, we can't be doing that here. Come on. Now that you rush this witness forward, bring the witnesses in to rebut. This is not a trial in a courtroom, by the way. Dan, what I'd like to see, Cassidy up there with the Secret Service agents that she said told her this, or they were told it, double hearsay. And I'd like to see back and forth. Of course, you're not going to get that on this committee. Unlike the Watergate committee, there is no cross-examination. There is no one there that gives the other side of the story. And when you don't do that, you end up with situations like this. Now, you know how I respect Andy McCarthy. I'm not sure if he's holding to his snap opinion from yesterday when he said with Martha McCollum that this was devastating to Trump. He'll be here at 12:30. You'll hear him. And then you make your own decision. We're not going to just, you know, blow off somebody that is that reliable. After hearing this about the Secret Service agents, though, McCarthy may change a little bit on this. This brings into play exactly why this committee is dangerous. All right, so here is the ABC national correspondent talking about his sources. Pierre Thomas, here's what he said.
The Secret Service so far is not commenting on specifics, but they just informed me that it would like to respond. The Secret Service would like to respond under oath. Two sources familiar with the investigation confirmed that President Trump had requested to go to the Capitol on January 6th and that the Secret Service refused due to security concerns. One of those sources telling me that the president did return to the vehicle after his speech on the morning of January 6th and asked Agent Robert Engel if he could go to the Capitol. Engel said something to the effect of that being unwise or dangerous, and that the motorcade was going to take the president back to the White House. A source close to the Secret Service just told me to expect that the Secret Service will push back against any allegation of an assault against an agent or President Trump reaching for the steering wheel.
All right. Now, that does not excuse President Trump of everything that the witness said yesterday, but it undercuts what this committee is all about. Why there's no due process here, why there's no other side, and it calls into question everything that they're engaged in. And seeing Liz Cheney be the chief inquisitor with the witness just makes it that much more galling. 855-839-1210, love to get you in. You heard what I just said. Andy McCarthy may say something a little bit different. Is that a fair assessment of where we are? What should be done here, if not today, by tomorrow, in front of the whole nation? Bring in the Secret Service agents. Bring in Ms. Hutchinson together. They're going to push back on this. They've asked to speak. So, you know, the longer this lingers out there, the longer her side of it is the only thing that ends up being heard. Our buddy Wally Zimmelong. He's like our local Andy McCarthy. He's the guy that works in these big federal cases. He put up on Twitter today about all this that testimony given under oath is not sacrosanct. If it were, we could dispense with our adversarial system of justice. Prosecutors could simply offer testimony under oath without more to garner a conviction. Makes sense. So, you know, when they say, well, she testified under oath, they've testified under oath. And they want to testify under oath based upon not one but two national correspondents. The NBC guy is a very tough critic, Peter Alexander, of the Trump administration. So why in the world are we not hearing from them today? Well, it takes time. Yeah, it didn't take time yesterday. You rushed this through. Dan, you haven't weighed in on this here. What do you, does that seem fair to you where we are at this point?
Yeah, it does. And I was first shocked to hear Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony. It's some shocking stuff that we heard from out of her. But it's kind of – I think the thorn in the side of the Democrats for this entire thing is the lack of cross-examination and
exactly.
The lack of presenting witnesses prior. Like, this was sold as a surprise witness, if I'm not wrong,
yeah, it
right?
was. You know what cross-examination does, too? It doesn't impugn her. It doesn't have to – it puts it into context.
Yeah.
It reaffirms its hearsay. Now, in a proceeding like this – hearsay is admissible because this is not a criminal proceeding.
Yeah.
You're trying to get the nation to say, just like Nixon and Watergate, what seems to be sensible here to you about what Trump did and didn't do, and you take that into account. But when you have someone cross-examining in the moment with the person, then what usually happens is they lose some credibility. It's hard to withstand that, as it should be.
Yep.
You're hearing the other side. What I would do, there's no reason not to. I'd have the two Secret Service agents and this woman together.
Well, that's the problem is you hear about how she was a secret witness. And,
right.
and if this was done on like an actual trial with two actual sides to it, you would have a discovery.
Exactly.
You would have the witnesses presented to each side. That way they can do some research and see if there's any countering witnesses to the witnesses. And without all of that taking place, I really think it's going to be a thorn in the side. And no matter what comes out of the January 6th hearings, in my opinion, my personal opinion, I don't know if I can take it as complete concrete fact, because there is no cross-examination and there is no secondary notion here.
Exactly. So if all this is so obvious to the people on the committee, based upon what they've heard, all the testimony, et cetera, that damaging to President Trump. Now, I'm not saying she didn't look like a credible witness, but she's only credible going off hearsay mainly, other than Trump throwing a fit and throwing the lunch. And all people know that they're not voting on his character in that manner. They're voting on what he got done. All right. So phone lines are 855-839-1210. The other thing we'll talk about throughout the show, and I was just talking to Dawn about, once again, an area of the city. Now, Dan and I are probing every one of these Democrats that we can find that are standing up for Larry Krasner. There are two Democrats that voted not to move forward with impeachment investigation of Krasner. This Joe Hohenstein and this Jared Solomon. Both are in Northeast Philadelphia River Wards. So yesterday, we had this shooting at a place that I know really well, Dan, because Roe's brother and sister-in-law used to live in that area. Bluegrass and the major cross street, Welsh Road. Now, if you asked, and you know how paranoid my, when it comes to crime, the map in my mind is, don't go there. I'd say that's a safe area in Philadelphia. It used to be. Guy gets kicked out by the bouncers there for a disruption, and he just waits, stews for a while in the parking lot, then fires 15 shots. I think it was only 15 because we got return fire. Wow. On Welsh Road! And a 21-year-old who was there as a designated driver in the back of the place, 21, shot in the head and killed. It's endless. And yet, these clowns from Northeast Philadelphia, Democrats, never vote for any Democrat. They will enable people like Krasner. Now, I've had Hohenstein on several times, Jared Solomon. I don't think they agree with Krasner, but they're scared to death of him. They won't stand up and rein him in because they're Democrats. They're not going to do anything. Every time you vote for a Democrat in our area, you are voting for either a progressive or an enabler of a progressive. If you do that, you're going to end up with more situations like this. We also have an apparent road rage shooting. I'm waiting to see details on this. It could be random. The first thing, I'll admit it, I look for, people, you listeners, you know, I look for the Philadelphia connection with any of this stuff. And guess what? Most of the time it's there. This happened out on State Road out in Springfield in Delaware County. No details yet on that. All right. Andy McCarthy here at 12:30, and you are going to really love the story we have at 2 o'clock. Tip of the hat to Dan in this. I've just been doing some of the around the edges work. I told you we were contacted by somebody coming here to be an intern. This would be good on his resume, I guess. And Dan, it's a tennis camp, right, that he was going to work at?
Yeah, he was going to be a two-week employee for a tennis camp. It was a two-week class that he was going to teach in kids, and he lost his employment. He was terminated.
Yeah, he was terminated, and apparently he'll tell the story by a major local, it's a name. I'm a golfer. It's a name. I don't say it yet, but at 2 o'clock, because he revealed that he was a Trump supporter to somebody. Now, we contacted this club. No response. They say personnel matters. They're not going to respond. Well, then we have to respond. Here's the kicker. The kid's grandparents listened to this show. He sent the email to me and said, I was told to contact Mr. Dom.
Now, wait a minute.
We're going to change that. Rose said, no, it's now Brother Dom.
Brother Dom.
Contact Brother Dom when you're in Philadelphia. Just say that, Brother Dom, the next time you see me. Brother, hey, Brother Dom. I was honored with that. They said, contact Mr. Dom. And that's what he writes in the email.
Back in The Wire, it was everyone would go to Brother Muzzone to kind that's of figure out their issues. Yeah.
Brother Muzzone is a role model. I shot you, but you won't die. You're just going to be in agony when you shoot somebody. Yes. So Brother Dom, if you're in Philadelphia, he was told, contact me. Nice kid. Dan's been talking with him. Here's the kicker. Through a source, and we'll tell you who that is at 2 o'clock, we've been able to rearrange that this kid, apparently, Dan, as I understand it, is going to be able to fulfill that
hopefully,
at a different venue.
Yep.
and might even have a place to stay.
Yeah, there's a gentleman out there in the listening audience, Dom, that is just incredibly gracious and a great individual.
Yeah, exactly. We'll identify all that. It is a story. In the beginning, it was a story of, come on, the kid's coming all the way from Texas, I believe, to do this. Somebody complains because he's a Trump supporter, and you're going to dash his hopes on this? No, don't do that. So now, somebody else jumps in and says, we'll get him this internship and maybe even a place to stay.
Yeah, so the kid was like a highly sought-after tennis recruit. He's going to play tennis in college. And this was really a effort to add to his resume and hopefully make a career out of somehow tennis and fitness.
Yeah,
it was a big boost to his resume. I mean, the club that he was with would have been great to be there, but it's not going to be on his resume anymore because he was terminated for political reasons.
And that's a Trump supporter.
Well.
Exactly. Cool. And when you call a place and all in goodwill, you get one guy, I don't know why you're calling me, I'm this and that. Come on, buddy. We're trying to be fair. We're just trying to get your side of the story. We don't just don't go because the kid calls me Mr. Dom that we're going to blast you. No, it doesn't work that way. And by the way, after we name the club at 2 o'clock, they can always come on in the future and say, come on, Dom, you got to understand. We can't have people here blatantly saying they're Trump supporters. Really? All right. Side question. I just saw this the other day, and I have one that is my number one answer because it's one of my top 10 favorite films.
Oh, I know where you're going with that.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see. I don't think so.
Not this song. I'm just saying, I think you're going to go with a great film. I'm going to see where you go first and see if it was it.
Yes. Hit us with a film with a number, and I'm surprised how many have a number in the title. So the one I chose is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, that's a great one.
I love Nicholson in that when he's fighting. Who is the actress? Nurse Ratchet?
I don't know who it
is. Oh, the fight trying to strangle her at the end is just... And the guy who plays the chief is unbelievable.
Louise Fletcher.
Yes, Louise Fletcher, I think, should have got supporting actress for that. That fight alone, it looked real. You never know with Jack Nicholson.
Did you watch that Ratchet TV show that came out later?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
So that's the side question. Hit us with a film, and it doesn't have to be a numeral. It could be the word one, like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
There's a ton of them. How about yours, Dan?
I thought you were going to go with 27 Dresses, your favorite movie. You've seen it more than any other movie that you ever probably seen besides The Godfather, right?
No, beside The Proposal with Roe.
Oh, it's a proposal for
it's
you
a
guys.
Proposal,
it's not 27 Dresses.
There's another one on, too. She'll text you. There's another one. It's even worse than The Proposal she's seen. It's Jane Fonda with J-Lo in it.
What is this movie? It sounds horrible.
Yeah,
Monster-in-Law.
Monster-in-law. Oh my God. It's
a whole
worse.
18% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, it's worse than The Proposal, if that's possible.
That was like during the span of J-Lo doing the worst movies, too.
Oh,
like
exactly.
And
throw
Jersey
Jane
Girl
Fonda
and...
in, too. Yeah, with it. Yes.
27 Dresses is Maisie's. Like, right when I said it, she was like, 27 Dresses. I'm going to take 51st Dates off the board.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. So, hit us with that film with a number in the title, 855-839-1210. And if there's any credibility left, they should move heaven and earth. Bring these Secret Service agents on. Let's have hours of this go back and forth. Bring Cassidy back. Put people under oath and get to the bottom of who said what and what did Trump do on that day under oath. And then we'll let people decide. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. By the way, Stephen Colbert trying to get AOC to say she'll run in 2024. Oh, my goodness. God, that might be the best the Democrats could put up in 2024.
AOC wants to run?
I would rather see AOC in charge than or out there than Elizabeth Warren.
I'm the boss.
Or Mayor Pete. I would count on her more than those
haters
two.
Going to hate.
Yeah, that's as bad as it gets. All right, 855-839-1210.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. You got the side question today. See some interesting emails. One on Twitter is a great one. We won't say it yet. We try to take politics out of this. Just a fun thing, the side question. But people, just when we thought we were out, they pull me back in. 855-839-1210. You get on board with Dom and Dan. The big story today, of course, the continuing around this hearing. They thought they had gold yesterday, but due to the fact that the Secret Service want to testify and break some of this down. Now, would they testify? They heard Trump say some of the things that she alleges. We don't know that, but the media reporting from different sources indicate they want to say the president did not try to force him to go to Capitol Hill and certainly didn't grab at the wheel or probably couldn't do that from the presidential vehicle, and did not grab at a Secret Service agent. Now, they haven't said that under oath yet, but they haven't been given a chance to do that. That's the scam of this whole thing. If it's so damning, so overwhelming to Trump, why overplay your hand? Because that's what they're going to do. That's what they think is effective. That's what they think will work. That was not done in Watergate. Reading a new book on Watergate, you know, it's about 690 pages. I only have 20 left. Wow. Yeah, I know how it turns out, but it's meticulous in talking about how Peter Rodino and others went out of their way, not because they liked Nixon, because they wanted to sink him, and they knew the way to do that was to be meticulous on allowing argument on the other side. There's none of that with this. There's nobody on that committee. Picture if Jim Jordan had been on there yesterday. Oh, well, that would have been a circus then. See, everything's a circus when it disrupts just one point of view, when there's not a back and forth. And the country would judge if Jim Jordan were on there and he was out of line. All right, let's go to Lenny and Pittman to start off today here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lenny, welcome in.
Good morning, Mr. Dom. How are you today?
Brother Dom. Thank you.
Brother Don, sorry. Yes. Listen, maybe you could help me with the English language. I assume the word closed means closed, like they say the borders are closed. So when my bank closes at 6 o'clock and I kick in the door and I go in, I would be committing a crime because it's closed, right?
Yes.
Okay. When my front door is closed and somebody breaks through my door, that's a crime, correct?
Yeah, Lenny. Yes. You're a witness. Go ahead.
Okay. I have no more further questions. I don't get this. You got to be kidding me. The border's closed, but people, okay. I'll let it go. It's really crazy. I don't know if we could get any crazier. Hopefully it'll be all over by November, but I do have a guess for your question.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead, Len.
One of the most underrated movies I ever saw, 13 Days with Kevin Costner.
Ah.
About the Cuban Missile.
Yeah,
I
hate Kevin Costner in that, by the way. He's
no,
just
but
a punk.
Greenwood plays Kennedy, and
yes,
plays it great.
I think he does play Kennedy very well. Yeah, if you haven't seen that film, The 13 Days, Dan, in October, when we were toe-to-toe with Russia, possible nuclear war.
Does Costner join the ranks of Tom Hanks and Kevin Bacon as being off Dom's list, or is he not that far?
I like Kevin Costner in a lot of stuff. I don't like him. When I don't like him, I can't stand him.
Yeah.
He's just smarter than the room, smug beyond belief.
Is that the part? I haven't seen 13 Days though. But is he trying to be a heel? Like, is he trying to be the bad guy?
No, he's protecting the Kennedys.
Oh, yeah.
But
so
he's
you're
got
supposed
a lot
to, you're
of power.
Supposed to like him, but you,
yeah,
you,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. He goes overboard. Yeah, I just no. I like him in Tin Cup. What else? What's Kevin Costner's major film?
The Untouchables.
I love him in The Untouchables.
Bull Durham.
I love The Untouchables, just the music, the whole setting of that.
Dances with Wolves.
Dances with Wolves, I think, was his biggest grossing film.
The all-time great Waterworld.
He's bad in Waterworld. He had a hair problem
movie.
In Waterworld at that point. Didn't have it corrected, and he kind of made up some hair there, you know?
JFK, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, The Bodyguard.
JFK is very good, even though I don't like the conspiracy.
Wyatt Earp.
Bodyguard, he's very good. Yeah, Wyatt Earp, he's pretty good.
No
yeah.
Way Out.
Yes. Yeah. You talk about a sleeper film. I cannot spoil the ending with that. People know what I mean. Who is the Russian agent, if you've seen No Way Out? It's an older film. He is very young in that, I think.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Ro and I both like that. Yeah, we've seen it multiple times, even though we know the ending. All right, it'll change. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Axios had this today. After the Supreme Court ruling, Americans ask Google how to move to Canada. Oh, we want to be Canadians. It's so bad here. That climate, you want to change for that? In the searches, Pennsylvania was the second ranked. I'm sorry, Massachusetts came in second, and Pennsylvania third. D.C. was first. And guess what? Philadelphia was one of the top three ranking cities for searches how to move to Canada. Yeah, asking Google, how do I move to Canada?
Doesn't surprise me.
Can you imagine? And it's because of this. Not because of Krasner. Not because of any of that. But because of Roe v. Wade. They can't stand that. How do I move to Canada?
Oh, man.
Picture these Philadelphia dopes coming to Canada and then screwing Canada up. Well, that might be hard to do. By the way, we do have an update, Dan, and you put this together. We'll play it after Andy McCarthy. The great pickleball war over in Chestnut Hill has reached a new level. Now, apparently, we told you before, these people in Chestnut Hill, any number of them voted for Krasner. See, they're insulated. Chestnut Hill's not going to have drive-bys over in Germantown Avenue, you know? It's a couple of nice restaurants there, a bunch of stuff, right? Okay. But pickleball, they're outraged. They want the city to spend $100,000 to move a pickleball court. Is that how it sounds?
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't sound that noisy to me.
Well, I mean, you try sitting there 6 p.m. with your windows open trying to watch Jeopardy, and all you hear is this.
Yeah. All right. What are they hearing in other parts of the city? Is that louder than gunfire?
That's a very good point.
Yeah, they turn out by the hundreds in Chestnut Hill.
Motorcycles, ATVs. Nope, those are nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
Boom parties. What are boom parties?
Yeah, I'd like to see the ATVs going down Germantown Avenue on a Friday night with the outdoor dining to see how long that would last. They'd be calling out the National Guard of several states.
It's a very intense game of pickleball going on.
Yeah, we'll play you a little bit Action News coverage on this. And the one guy that got me, his name is Scratchy. That's what they give him. Not Scratchy.
I love that the Chiron comes on and says Scratchy, Philadelphia.
Scratchy saying, what's their beef? If you're near a pickleball court, what do you expect? Yeah, it is a little bit annoying. Yeah, so I'd like to do a remote from the pickleball court. Yeah, that would be a lot. Apparently, these are fanatic pickleball players. And Chestnut Hill is aflame with this. You talk about first world problems, really. All right, let me take one more. Joyce in Rosemont is in on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Joyce, what's that
Hi,
film?
Dom. Hi, How
Joyce.
Are you?
Good, good. What's your film with the number in it, Joyce?
9 to 5.
Yeah, I love 9 to 5. Very, very good. Who's your favorite in 9 to 5?
Probably Dolly Parton.
Yeah, of course. Can anybody beat Dolly Parton out? Very good, yeah. Joyce. 9 to 5, good film. The great Andy McCarthy is next, and we may differ. Now, when he came on yesterday with Marsha McCollum, he was telling us that he thought this was devastating toward President Trump. See, it's not bothering me, pickleball.
It's pretty distracting, you gotta admit.
Let's play that for the next hour. It's not bothering me. Let me hear it. I can take that. It's more what these people are saying than it is.
Weirdly, I find it kind of relaxing.
It is, yes.
It's like ASMR.
And we have a lot of Chestnut Hill listeners. One of them, I know exactly where the row house is there, Dan. There's a row of houses right by the tennis court. So they want to spend $100,000 to move the courts maybe 300 or 400 yards away from the row houses, from where it is. They're concerned about that. But Larry Krasner and the carnage in Philadelphia, where do we vote for Krasner?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Hall of Fame guest, big Hall of Fame guest, big issues, Dom Giordano show. That would be the great Andy McCarthy with us. Saw him yesterday immediately after the testimony of Cassidy Hutchinson with Martha. And at that point, he said several things. To see him 24 hours of reflection with some of the developments. Are they exactly the same? Andy with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Andy, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, it's always a pleasure.
Well, doing what you do on Fox with all that testimony to pour through and then come on immediately after it ends, I know is tough business. You did couch it with Martha saying, well, you know, if there's rebuttal, whatever, we have to consider that. But you felt the testimony was devastating to President Trump. With the developments around the Secret Service agents, at least in theory, from what we hear, how do you feel now?
Well, I don't feel any differently, Dom. I think that I'm writing about the issue with the Secret Service agents now because I think it's broadly misunderstood. Hutchinson, you know, there's a lot of chatter out there now that Secret Service is going to contradict what Hutchinson said.
Yes.
And it's important for people to understand Hutchinson never said that she saw the incident in the car. What she said is this was related to her by people who were in the position to know it. And then she described how it was related to her. If it turns out, you know, after some more investigation that it didn't happen the way she said it happened, that doesn't mean she lied, gave false testimony or anything else. She may very well have been told what she says she was told and what she was told was wrong. So, you know, that's what people need to understand. Everybody's saying like hearsay, hearsay. The federal rules of evidence don't apply to a congressional investigation, and they never apply in an investigation because the way that we find out what the purpose of an investigation is to try to locate admissible evidence. So we encourage hearsay because that gives us leads where we can, you know, talk to other people and try to find out what happened. So that's number one. Number two, the committee only called Hutchinson after they, you know, they only called her publicly after they interviewed this guy, Agent Engel, Robert Engel, I believe his first
yes.
name is. He's the head of the former president's Secret Service detail, and he's the one who allegedly was involved in this, you know, minor skirmish. So, number one, presumably the committee wouldn't, if they're competent, they wouldn't elicit testimony from Hutchinson that contradicted what Engel told them and then not bring out what Engel said or challenge her testimony with what Engel's version of events was. We don't even know, and this is a problem with the committee, not with Hutchinson. We don't know what Engel said or even if he was asked about what happened
well,
in the
right.
car. So
yeah.
why don't they should well. Release his testimony? And the other thing is, she says that when this was told to her, it was by this guy, Tony Ornato, who was the,
yes.
the
deputy chief of staff
at the White House. Right. But she also says that Engel was standing right there when Ornato relayed what happened, and he seemed to be in agreement with Ornato. So if Engel's version of events is different, what we need to know is two things. Number one, is it different? And number two, if it is, why didn't he object when Ornato was saying what he said, or is Ornato wrong? You know, but there's a lot of questions there, but none of it necessarily means that Hutchinson didn't tell the truth. And I think if you look at her overall testimony, this is kind of a small thing compared to the rest of it.
Well, I'm in agreement with you. I think the whole problem is with the committee, with the lack
yep.
of, I mean, I'm rereading, Andy, you actually lived it, you were doing different things. The Watergate, the new Watergate
yep.
book that's out, and there were some new findings in there, very well written. I'm almost done. And the guy makes a point, Rodino particularly and others, not just because it wasn't because of Nixon, they hated Nixon, but they knew fairly and also if they were going to bring down Nixon, they had to perceptually be fair. This committee is not set up to do that. There's no rebuttal. There's
right.
not another voice, no cross-examination. So my beef is not with her. I agree with you. It's with the procedure done here that I have little or no trust in. How could I when it's so one-sided?
Yep, that's exactly right, Dom. And let me just address something that's raised by what you just said, which I've been asked a number of times today. Whether President Trump is charged with a crime at some point or not on the basis of all this is going to have nothing to do with what we saw yesterday. The Justice Department does not do or not do something on the basis of what Congress either recommends or elicits in its in its proceedings. They will, you know, her lawyer, Hutchinson's lawyer, Jody Hunt, was a high-ranking official at the Justice Department who worked at the Justice Department for years. It's inconceivable to me that she's not cooperating with the Justice Department if she's cooperating with the committee. So the FBI and the Justice Department will make their own evaluation, and they know a lot more than we do. I suspect they know what Engel would say and what Ornato would say and what the driver who was not identified would say. So they're going to weigh this on their own. And what we saw yesterday is very interesting, because I think if the Justice Department is ever going to charge President Trump, I think it's not just a question of whether they have a legally, technically viable case. It's a question of, you know, it's going to rip the country apart to charge a former president unless the country is convinced that he deserved it, that he did something serious enough to warrant it. So that's what this is about.
Okay. Now, one other area, too, and admittedly, this isn't the major thing, but did she misspeak? We have another guy at the White House saying he's the one that wrote that letter that Trump was going to use to tell them to cease and desist. Cassidy said that's her writing, that she's the one that wrote it. That's the type of stuff that you mess up, I guess. I don't think she was just bloviating and lying about it. What did you think about that back and forth?
I think that, you know, it could have been one of these things, you know, just having been in government a long time, it could have been a collaborative thing where somebody was speaking and somebody scribbled it down. And if they could be, you know, it'd be interesting to speak to both Eric Hirschman and Hutchinson to, you know, to kind of mesh their version of what happened. I mean, if she claims to have written something she didn't write, that's a problem, because you would presume not only that she would remember that, but that she would recognize her own handwriting. On the other hand, if, you know, we don't, is Hirschman saying that he physically wrote this document or that he's the one who made the point and someone scribbled it down? You know, we don't really know what happened here.
Yeah, well, that's why these people have to be in front of the American public. To your point, when hearsay gets something out there, you know, the moment when we learned about the tapes, for example, then all kinds of people were called to try to run down that rumor or that statement at that point. That's what should be done here. And the only thing I'll say, if they bring the Secret Service agents in and the committee is just overly contentious with them, I think it's going to undercut the committee again. They need a voice here like Howard Baker or somebody like that that was on the Watergate thing. It's the only way it should work.
Yep. And that's why I would keep pivoting back down to the Justice Department, because, you know, no matter what this committee says it finds, they're not ever going to be a satisfying final fact finder for us, because there hasn't been due process. There hasn't been a testing of this evidence. It's really more of a performance than a hearing. I think of a hearing as like an actual adversarial process.
Yes.
That's what we all. So, you know, the final arbiter on this, if the Justice Department pulls the trigger and decide, are you allowed to say pull the trigger anymore? Dumb, I don't even know.
But if the Justice Department, out of order.
I am. But if the Justice Department decides to indict, then there's going to be a full blown trial, and you know there gets to be a defense, and hard questions get asked, and all kinds of stuff that we're not seeing in this committee.
Exactly right. Where do we find all things Andy McCarthy, particularly on this, because it's a fluid story?
Yeah, well, I wrote a column about Ms. Hutchinson's testimony last night, and there'll be something else today on the issue that we've been talking about. And I also, I'm glad you mentioned Watergate. I may have told you this already, Don, but I wrote a 50-year retrospective on Watergate. And you and I may be talking about the same book, if it's Jeff Shepard's excellent book on Watergate.
Yeah, exactly.
I really thought that was a fabulous book.
Absolutely. Where do I find that, Andy, the 50-year retrospective?
It's at a website called Law and Liberty. Which
Law and Liberty.
Okay. Terrific. Yeah.
All right. You know what a nerd I am on this stuff. When I go home tonight, bro, hold the dinner. Andy McCarthy speaking to me here. Thank you, Andy.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thanks, Andy, very much. The great Andy McCarthy here. All right, so that's Dan. Is Andy McCarthy saying the same sort of stuff as we are? Maybe there. He thinks the Justice Department, though, could be gleaning evidence from some of this. All right, give me your sense of it at 855-839-1210. Side question, hit us with that film that has a number in the title. Coming up, Steve Keeley is not just somehow or another on the scene of that shooting at the bar when the parents come back, Dan, to claim their daughter, the 21-year-old's car, and drive off. He decides to go right up Welsh Road. This is on Welsh Road, and it's a food bank situation with cars backed up for a mile or more in the northeast Philly. And guess what? He doesn't stop. You know what he tags it with? Inflation. That's why this is happening. Could we clone Steve Keeley? The local news, at least. Picture 20 Steve Keeleys out there. The local news would be a lot different. 855-839-1210. You get in with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. All right, good Wednesday. It's Dom time. 855-839-1210. Welcome in. We've been talking about this shooting in Northeast Philadelphia. So Steve Keeley covers that. And then somehow or another, Dan, he moseys down the road because Welsh Road, it's on Welsh and bluegrass there. And he does a piece on this food bank in Northeast Philadelphia. Now, that's the epitome of a middle-class neighborhood, at least where the shooting happened, in and around there, right? We're going to play you a little bit of Keeley speaking with this Reed Foundation volunteer. The visual are a line that stretches for blocks for people showing up to get food. Now, you know what would happen, though, with other news channels. Would they blame it on inflation? No, I don't think so. They would blame it on, I don't know, COVID, probably. Here's a little bit of Steve Keeley with the Reed Foundation volunteer over there in Northeast Philadelphia.
At the Reed Foundation.
The Reed Foundation is a nonprofit organization that is helping the community in any way we can. We give out food. In the winter, we did coats. We did toys for Christmas for kids. At Easter, we did Easter baskets. And we help people with housing and finding a job.
And now with inflation being bad, you're getting your greatest numbers of all time.
Yes, absolutely. And we're here every Wednesday, rain or shine.
Until the food runs out.
Until the food runs out, yes.
And you hope to feed maybe 1,000 people with boxes of groceries.
Yes.
No questions asked,
no
money, no identification.
Nothing.
You just give to whoever thinks they need it.
Absolutely.
And the line goes all the way out to Welsh Road, which is like a half mile from here.
Uh-huh. And then the line up here with the people that walk up who don't drive. So we offer it, you know, so everybody can get...
Well, you and your colleagues are doing wonderful work.
Thank you.
All right. The point is there, the connection to inflation. What's inflation driven by? Here's the head of the Federal Reserve. And out of a million things, see, this guy says he miscalculated how bad inflation would hit us. He blames COVID because he says not enough people got their vaccinations. See, it had nothing to do with Joe Biden encouraging people to sit on the couch. Remember all that? It had nothing to do with Joe Biden spending trillions of dollars to be FDR. It had to do with the fact that Americans did not get vaccinated. Listen to the head of the Fed, why inflation could not be seen, why it's so bad. Nice.
It's not that relevant.
Chair Powell, Mr. Carson was talking about a gray box. What's your gray box? Is there something that you wish you knew that would help in setting monetary policy? Only one thing.
Yeah, no, I'd go back to the same thing, really, which is what did we get wrong? And that really was looking at these supply side issues and believing that they would be resolved relatively quickly. And that by that I mean, There were going to be vaccinations. Everyone would get vaccinated. So the millions of people who dropped out of the labor force would come right back in. So wages wouldn't be under such pressure. That didn't happen for a range of reasons. It didn't happen. In addition, the bottlenecks and the shortages haven't been alleviated yet. And then on the back of that comes the new shock in the form of the war. But so we, but it wasn't, it was, wasn't something wrong with our models, because it wasn't in the models at all. It was a question of how to assess the persistence of these supply side shocks. And I do think that there'll be, to Augustine's point, there'll be a, and there is a lot of work going on to get smarter about the supply side. It, in the nature of it, though, it was a deep in the tail kind of a risk, and those are very hard to predict and assess it when they come.
Yeah. Because monetary policy is not an exact science, how often?
All right, so vaccinations piqued my interest there. Not enough people got vaccinated. That's why this continued, et cetera. Said it there, yeah, vaccinations. We thought, hey, you got vaccine, you'll get vaccinated. Still, it's just economic policy. This guy knows this. If the federal government spends all that money, it is going to result in inflation. And particularly when they have the workforce sitting at home by a generous number of checks and other benefits, et cetera. Then it's harder to find employees. That jacks up everything, too. And they didn't even mention the fuel cost. That's what's driving it right now. That's the thing that continues. I mean, that's economics 101, what's happened here. And this issue is going to be the prime issue into the midterms. There is no doubt they're not going to get away with it in any way, shape, or form, nor should they. This is what Joe Biden had those historians whispering to him the first days in the White House. Go big, Joe. Go big. Keep spending. If you let him tomorrow, he'd spend another $1 trillion every day of this week. He wants to go down in the history books. Well, he is. He's going to go down with Buchanan, and Buchanan helped to encourage the Civil War. That's where you are. You're below Carter now, buddy. All right, big 1 o'clock hour coming up with Dom and Dan on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.